with the food bank. We've got Anna Camp and Debbie Love, and I've got lots of questions from the Bonner County Community Food Bank quarterly newsletter. Is this the first one?
This is actually our third quarter. It's evolving as we all do.
Okay.
As projects do. And we're doing a quarterly newsletter now. And it's amazing when you sort of step back and look at all of the things that can happen in a 3-month period in a small building that serves a lot of people.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And is this underneath your purview?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Well, I just found it chock full of information. And if someone is interested in looking at the newsletter, where can he or she go?
You can go to our website.
So which is?
BonnerFoodBank.org.
Okay. Yeah. BonnerFoodBank.org.
And it's under the News and Resources tab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we talk about present needs, I'd like to ask a few questions about items in the newsletter. One of the things it says, the summer season is winding down. We wrapped up our last session of our food and garden education series. And can you talk a little bit about that? Because we have a tendency to think of the food bank as just dealing with, you know, people coming in who are food challenged and that sort of thing. But education is important too. So would you like to address about the food education series?
Yeah, I'll start. First, we've been wanting to do this since I've been there, but we just haven't had the capacity. Mm-hmm. So by bringing Anna on, we've been able to expand in these other areas that we know that is just as important as serving our community in the ways of fulfilling food resources. So education is a big component where we really want to do more outreach within our community and within the people that we serve as well. So Anna has been great. She's doing these newsletters. Like she said, there's so much happening that it's hard to articulate everything that goes on every day. So we're able to capture it quarterly and maintain that, I'm hoping.
I think so.
Yeah. So, but I'll let Anna speak to the education part and what we've done and where we're going.
Yeah. Yeah. The education series that we ran throughout the summer, we had two programs in June and one in August. And it sort of had a catchy name, Thriller Spiller Filler. We coordinated with several other organizations in the community. So it was I think there was 7 of us, Bonner Gardeners Association, Bonner County Gardeners Association. And it was Karen who came up with this name, because that's sort of a technique that is used to using container gardening. So mm-hmm. you have something that is a spiller that would fall down the front and a filler that would be in the center, and then sort of a thriller, something that is eye-catching and grab you. But we tried to, you know, centralize that around more food and less aesthetics. We worked with a great group of folks. We did three different sessions throughout the summer. We did one at the library, the public library, and then two at the Christ Our Redeemer Church. And we had a great turnout. Everyone left with, recipes. We did recipe demos and stage of harvest techniques. And what am I forgetting? What else did we do?
There was quite a bit
involved.
But we reached out to food bank families and the community, and we had a good response, I would say, for the first season of doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think we had about 10 families come in. The last session, I believe, was the most successful. We probably had, 25 or more people there. And it's just wonderful seeing folks out in the garden. And in community garden, it's a community resource that is open to the public.
Yes.
So anyone can access these gardens throughout the year to, maybe grab a few, fresh herbs that they may need or are interested in, and that's the educational part.
I also think understanding, like you say, where food comes from. when we're doing school tours, it's always fun to say, where does food come from? And you get the grocery store or, you know, and there's a process that happens prior to getting the retail stage of it. So it's been great that Anna's here and has that experience to be able to share her knowledge with the community, along with the Bonner Gardens Association as well, to really get people into the gardens and getting their hands dirty.
Can you see something about, it says in the newsletter that the Bonner Community Food Bank Garden produced 430 pounds right here on site at the food bank.
Yes, it's incredible. We started our garden in 2017, and we started with four beds.
Raised beds.
Thank you for that. Four raised beds. And then we expanded through a grant that we received to nine beds. We have a lovely garden coordinator, Bea, who's also our front desk receptionist.
And oh, cool.
She loves the garden. And then a group of other, about five women that really take care of and tend to that garden. And then we'll have people that volunteer to come and harvest that time. But it's a lot of work to take care of our
garden.
And
what were the award-winning vegetables this year?
You know, last year she wasn't impressed with the poundage, so they did a little bit of heavier, like squash and
tomatoes, eggplants, okay. Zucchinis.
Yeah. Things to show more poundage.
Yeah.
They kind of had a goal to have a reach a higher poundage this year than.
And did your education series have what to do with a zucchini?
Yeah,
always.
We actually did. And we've been really expanding that in our market as well, providing recipes in the market because we are receiving a lot of donations, or we had received a lot of donations from just local gardeners who will come in and bring in their excess. And it's wonderful to be able to, you know, put the food out on the shelves and also provide, you know, options for folks to how to prepare
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good reminder, as we're not going to head into planting season for a while. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you find that zucchini that's the size of a canoe, you know, there's something that you can do with it rather than just let it sit there. Yeah, remember yes. the food bank with your trees, your fruit trees.
Yes, yeah, we got some great plums this year.
Italian yeah. prune plums?
They were gorgeous. Yeah.
I was away during the picking season, and
that's right.
Italian prune plums are my all-time favorite.
Just the color. The color alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you dry them, mm-hmm. I have a friend who made some jam, and it's killer. I just want to eat it with a teaspoon. But mm-hmm. just remember the food bank as you go about your raised beds or your gardens. Perfect.
Well, yeah.
Hmm. We are talking to Debbie Love and Anna Camp from the Bonner Community Food Bank. It looks like 9,002 individuals reached. So that's not number of visits. That's unique people passing through the doors of the food bank or being visited in one of your 4,649 household visits. Are these numbers the number of people requiring the assistance of the food bank? Is that trending up or down, holding about steady for our area?
It is trending up.
Yeah.
In fact, we've broke some records here in the last couple of weeks where consecutively we've had over 100 families. Yesterday for a half day, we had 60 families. The day before was 139 families. So we are seeing the trend go up.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, though, when it starts to get colder, it does normally go up. But yeah. within the last 2 years, we've had a 53% increase of people coming to us. I feel every day now we have a new family signing up, mm-hmm. multiple families some days. It's the need is there. And mm-hmm. I'm really grateful that we're here to be able to meet that demand.
Yeah. How about when it comes to acquiring food, are your supplies increasing commensurate with that increased demand?
Yes, fortunately, okay. we had the mm-hmm. LDS Church provide a semi truck of food, shelf stable, plus mm-hmm. Dish soap, laundry soap. It was 23 pallets of food, which is incredible. We got that in June. And mm-hmm. then Lighthouse recently procured some food from URM, and we were able to get another 17 pallets through them just a couple weeks ago.
And can you see something about the Gem State Gleaners?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're a great organization. They've been around for years, and it's sort of it's an organized group of people who coordinate with larger scale growers, and in North Idaho and Eastern Washington, and we've gotten totes of watermelons and potatoes, and it's been really for me as a newer staff person, it's fascinating to see just the community that rallies around the helping folks in need and calling on the resources around us and using our regional bounty to really just plug people into what we can bring to the food bank and distribute to folks who need it. So I think it's definitely a collaboration of different organizations that that make this this machine work of our system, of feeding people and building community, really.
So we've gotten this far in the conversation and haven't mentioned where you're located.
Oh yeah, we're located. Yeah.
Where are you located?
We're at 1707 Culver's Drive.
Okay, and that'd be heading out North Boyer.
Yeah.
And cross the second set of railroad tracks.
Yes. The second set of railroad tracks. So if you get stuck on one side or the other, it's the way it is.
There's a sign there that says go to the left, and
they removed the sign. So when you make that left,
who's they?
I'm not sure. But if you make that left onto Ebbett right after that second set of railroad tracks, you'll see the sign.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're right there by UPS.
And in your newsletter, you said that you received a grant that monies will go towards a walk-in freezer. And can you update us on that?
Yeah, this is very exciting. The Community Assistance League is sponsoring this freezer. We have an ice locker that we typically use off of Baldy Mountain to store turkeys and excess that we get during the holidays. Well, unfortunately, that resource is going to end here at the end of the year. So we've written this grant. We were awarded the money. We just had it put up, and it's in the new expansion part. So it's
the new part that was built.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
In the west side of the building there, and it's about 10 by 8, so it's a good size.
It looks great.
Yeah, we're just waiting on the electrician and the refrigeration.
So. Once it's set up, have a party in it.
Actually, I mean,
it'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. People are going, is that a vault? What is that?
Yes, Dad. Yeah. Store there all of our money.
There you go.
Yes.
Our precious tomatoes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's a freezer or a fridge?
It's a freezer.
Okay. Freezer.
Cool. It's a freezer, yeah. So it'll help with the turkey when we Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also just we do accept wild game. Woods Meats provides food. Mm-hmm. The 4-H program, which I love, at the Bonner County Fair. Mm-hmm. I think that's a special program where kids are able to raise a steer or a hog and be able to go through the process of caring for it and then harvesting it. That's it. That's unique. I don't think a lot of children are able to do that and just see how our food is processed and just the full circle of it coming back. So.
Well, we are here on the morning show with Debbie Love and Anna Camp from the Bonner Community Food Bank. We're going to take a music break because we've got to get into what's coming ahead in this busy month and a half for the food bank. On this date in 1961, and I have a feeling I'm the only person in the room here who remembers 1961 and this date, Elvis Presley's film Blue Hawaii premiered. So I thought it'd be sort of neat to do a little retro. It's always good to hear Elvis, and here's him doing Blue Hawaii.
Night and you and blue Hawaii. The night is heavenly, and you are heaven to me.
That was Blue Hawaii, Elvis Presley. And I have to fess up, I've never seen the movie.
Me neither.
You have something to do this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
It's going to be rainy. Why don't you?
I did make it through his first two, Love Me Tender and Jailhouse Rock, and back then. But I sort of lost track of him because they were just grinding them out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fairly plotless, just a chance for him to...
make a cameo.
Sing.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there any of them that are good, as far as we know? I mean,
it depends who you ask. If you ask a Presley fan, I'm quite sure they're all good.
Yeah. I think I saw some of Viva Las Vegas. Is that the one with Anne Margaret?
Yes. Okay. Anne Margaret, and I love that song.
Yeah. And are they racing cars or something like that? I don't know. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Presley, the actor.
Did he ever make a bad movie? Did the Beatles ever write a bad song?
Yeah, I don't know. We're talking about the Bonner Community Food Bank with its executive director, Debbie Love, and volunteer and development coordinator, Anna Camp. We're talking about kind of what comes next or what the future holds and what's coming up on the 23rd of this month, 9 short days away. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What do you got, Debbie?
Well, we've been invited to the Carousel Fun Fair, and there will be 32 other nonprofits.
We're one of them. This radio
station.
And we
are one of them.
How about that?
We'll see you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see you there. So it's Saturday at the fairgrounds from 10 to 4. And like I mentioned, there will be 32 nonprofits represented across various sectors like the environment, education, health, and people will be showcasing the awesome work and the impact that all of us are making within our community. Mm-hmm. And there'll be giveaways. There's going to be fun children activities. I heard like cornhole, life-size checkers, like the game checkers.
I believe we've all been asked to come up with some sort of activity. Do you? Yes.
KRFY is there.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
Yes.
Yes. So, we are there. I think what we're doing, we were trying to kind of rack in our brain, and I think we're just going to bring a couple mics and a recorder, and we're going to have people just do some spots that we can air on the radio station.
That's a great idea. Right?
Yeah, have people say you're listening to Otto's Eclectic Mix or whatever the show might be. Yeah, Debbie, you can do that.
Yay, I'd love to.
Do you guys have, what's your activity going to be?
All right.
Do you have one?
Yeah. So we're going to have a pantry, a food pantry.
Okay.
And people are able to come and shop.
Okay.
So we'll have fresh veggies.
Yeah, we've got a great insulated bag that folks can leave with.
Yeah, with some food.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. I know the Animal Alliance, Better Together Animal Alliance, they're going to be doing free microchips for your cat or dog and vaccines. So... ooh. People can bring their animals in, and that'll be going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hope you can make it, Jim.
I hope everybody comes.
I mean, we're in this room, we'll be there, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can sit at the KRFY booth for a couple hours if you want, Jim. Take a shift.
Yeah, or the food bank.
The food bank. Can I read during those hours?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's right. Yeah. You can read your good book.
And part of the exciting part we should mention is that the actual carousel, the horses that they've been working on, will be there and showcase.
So that's cool.
Yeah, that's really
cool. Those are labors of love.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This should be a fun event, that thing on the 23rd. Okay. Anything else? What else do we want to mention here?
Well, Northwest Auto Body's doing their Deervember promotion. So... if someone unfortunately comes into contact with a deer in their vehicle and they take it to Northwest Auto Body, they will donate $50 to the food bank.
Aha.
With that. So.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been an annual, I call it a tradition now. I think we're going on 7 years. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really good promotion.
Have you ever hit a deer in your car?
A deer has hit me. Does that count?
How did that happen?
Well, Jack, I was driving along and a mule deer came out and hit the side of my door.
Oh, interesting.
And then turned, and then the back end hit the front wheel, you know, above the so yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And then it ran off. Huh. Thankfully, because I would have cried.
Yeah. Everyone, let's go around the room. Jim, how many deer have you struck with your vehicle?
Zero.
Never?
Never.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen them.
Yeah.
And I also am aware of that when you see one, it's more than likely the second one that comes popping out. Uh-huh. Yeah. I wonder what, you know, how did deer commit suicide before automobiles?
Yeah, good question.
You know?
Mm-hmm. The ice, maybe?
Yeah, you know? That could be.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's right. Just wade out into the cold water.
Yeah, but like in the summer months, you know, there are deer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, and you, Anna?
I hit a deer a long time ago. Gosh, I was maybe 21, and I didn't know what to do, but I was, you know, descending a hill going pretty fast, and I had my little Geo Metro. It was a manual transmission, and it knocked my car out of gear, and yeah, it took out my front headlight, and kind of mashed my hood. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I didn't know what, I mean, it was dark and I didn't know what to do. So I kept going. But just last year we did, my family and I, we were on Highway 200 and, I just feel terribly for the animals that, you know, do come into contact with cars and they don't die immediately. It happens pretty frequently and, it's one of those things where, I mean, just a couple weeks ago, the city of Sandpoint, they found a deer that had been hit, and it was still alive off of a bike pedestrian path in Dover, and we were able to connect that. They called the food bank. They're like, what do we do with this deer? And so the sheriff dispatched it. The city loaded it up, brought it to the food bank, and we were able to connect that with a family who could then take it home and use it to feed their family. So it's not, it's not all real sad in that sense. It can, you know, if you get there soon enough, you can salvage the animal and use it.
Yeah.
So, how about you, Jack?
Sure. Yeah. I hit a deer. it's not a pleasant, it's nothing fun about that really. Hey. And I see Caitlin Shook is here waiting in the wings to talk about what's coming up at the Panetta Theater. Yeah, I hit one actually. I think last year was the first one, and it's does a number to the automobile. And we actually, I think we were in Montana, and so I had to drive home. You know, kind of limp home with this kind of. I think we didn't have a headlight, so you know, bad times. Yes. At least we did make it. We made it back here, but it was like I think we were going like 55 the whole way. Coming back to Sandpoint, so it was a slow trip coming back from. I don't know. We were past Missoula. I think we were in close to Bozeman.
But I think if it does happen and the animal does survive, you know, call the sheriff so they can they can put the animal down and. Mm-hmm. So there's.
We've kind of gone off topic here, but
actually, let's get back to the needs of the food bank as we're heading into Thanksgiving and Christmas.
The point is, if you hit a deer, you can bring it to you can bring your car to Northwest Auto Body, and the Bonner Community Food Bank will benefit from that. So great, there is an upside.
There is
yes. A silver lining. Yes, Thanksgiving, Christmas around the corner. Mm-hmm. What's coming up for the food bank?
Okay, so this week we are packing Thanksgiving bags, so we will be handing out all the fixings and a turkey next week, November 18th through the 22nd. Mm-hmm. But this week we've had multiple groups coming in, Ponderay Rotary Club, Lake Ponderay Repertory came in with their cast for a Christmas Carol, so that was fun to have all the cast in there and packing bags. Girls basketball team's coming on Friday. So
cool.
We're packing about 800 bags. We purchased 600 turkeys already. It was 9,000 pounds of turkeys, which is incredible.
That was fun to load and unload.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks to the team and the volunteers.
It's such a team effort. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, at LPO High School, they came in and help pack bags.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So a lot of community support.
A lot of community support to prepare for this wonderful time.
And what's the shortage at the food bank? What are some of the items that...
We still need turkeys. Our goal is 200 turkeys at this point.
And they can be dropped off?
They can be dropped off at the food bank.
Okay. Yeah, 1707 Culver's. We're open on Mondays 10 to 4:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays 9 to 2:30, Wednesdays and Fridays 9 to 12:30. And usually somebody's in the building until, 3:30-ish.
Right.
So if there's a donation that needs to come in, you can rap on our door and we can get you lined out.
You want 200 more turkeys than you have already?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Here's my idea. Here's my marketing plan. You need somewhere public on your website or posted outside. You need like a turkey thermometer, it has to look like the kind that you stick in a turkey. And then when you get to 200, it goes bing.
That's a great idea, Jack.
Yeah, the thing pops out. That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. That's the plan. That's what I think you should, what you should do. Okay. So you do need more turkeys. What else? What else haven't we mentioned? What do you need?
Actually canned protein. So any canned tuna, fish, or chicken now, we're low on. And peanut butter.
I was wondering, peanut butter always.
Come here and say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The number one desired item that goes off the shelf rapidly.
Yes.
So remember that we're not all as lucky as not everyone is and fortunate and blessed. So especially at this time coming up, remember everyone in the community. That's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's really
A turkey goes a long way.
It really
does. It's just not a one-shot dealy. I mean, you can make soup, casseroles, on and on, just snacking on it, sandwiches. It's such a great...
That's, now you've got me thinking, too, for, smaller families, because if you can cut up a turkey, you can take off the legs, the wings, do your soup, you can breast it out, and then you can use the carcass to make stock. Okay, I've got ideas.
Yeah.
More ideas.
Right, and that you mentioned that we do have turkey tenderloins that serve four people, so for a smaller family or someone that maybe not have a big oven or...
What part of the turkey does the tenderloin come from?
It's the breast.
It's the inside. Ooh,
okay, yeah. It's white meat.
It's
okay.
White meat. Yep.
Yeah. Turkey tenderloin. I never thought of that.
Yeah. So we have that option too for smaller families. And then we have board members that will bring rotisserie chickens for our families that are living in a campsite or their vehicle.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep. So, so we try to accommodate all the needs.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we really have time to talk about, I don't know, like what you guys are doing for Thanksgiving or anything like that. How about hours you're open during the holidays or, what's kind of the schedule for, say, Thanksgiving week and Christmas week as far as when you want donations to come in, how you're going to get them out, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so next week we are open Monday 10 to 4:30 and then Tuesday through Friday 9 to 2:30 that whole week. And then Monday and Tuesday, will same hours, will be closed Wednesday through Friday for the holiday.
Okay.
Okay.
So pick up if you're a client of the food bank, go and pick it up before.
Yes, and you have the whole week. So we're no longer doing a two-day distribution. So it gives people time to plan and be able to get there. So
okay, cool.
Yep.
Anna, Debbie, good to have you with us.
As always,
thank you so much for the good work that you're doing for the community. It's important.
Thank you. We appreciate you both.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to have us on.
Okay, and we've got someone from the Panda Theater coming in after a music break. On this date in 1970, Santana's Black Magic Woman was released. Give it a chance and listen to it.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Santana with Black Magic Woman. You're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack, here with Jim. Debbie Love and Anna Camp have exited the building and entering and taking their place. Big shoes to fill, Caitlin Shook, but here you are. Caitlin Shook is here from the Panetta Theater. Tell us what's going on over there across the street this week. I will start with, we got sent over a message from, if you were listening last week, you would have heard that, you would have heard our conversation with the Pro Voice Project on this date, on 1 week ago we were talking to them, and asked...
Jen Jackson Quintano.
Asked her to keep us in mind for whatever their upcoming events would be, and so... So she did, or so they did. We got a message from Matchwood Brewing letting us know that there's a an event called Defiance, a Sandpoint community gathering that'll be held this Saturday evening, November 16th, 4 p.m., Matchwood Brewing. It is a coming together in the face of rising authoritarianism. We are, and that is, the community is invited, 4 p.m., Matchwood Brewing, this Saturday, put on by the Pro Voice Project and the Sandpoint Alliance for Equality, Saturday night, Saturday evening, 4 o'clock. That's what's going on.
That sounds empowering.
In town, mm-hmm. Yeah. On that side of town, what's going on on the other side of town? On First Avenue, say what's going on at the Panetta Theater this weekend?
We got some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a nice little pairing. Go to the Pro Voice Project meeting at Matchwood at 4, and then come down to the Panetta afterward to celebrate your community and how much we love each other, and come celebrate the Panetta's 97th birthday party.
Yeah.
We have a really, really awesome band coming up from L.A. to headline. Her name's Raquel Rodriguez.
Yeah.
She's so good. And, if you have any, did we send over any of her music, or can you play it off Spotify?
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll see if I can track some down right now.
She is.
Yeah.
I do know there's some up on YouTube.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. She's all over Spotify, too. She's amazing. Okay. She's a soul R&B artist, full band, and coming up just for this from LA. And then opening is Lucas Brown and the Nightmares. They're from Spokane, and they're a really awesome funk band. So yeah, it's going to be a dance party and just celebrating our 97th year. And we just want to have a accessible party for everybody to come. It's $20 and tickets you can buy in advance or at the door. And with every ticket you buy to this birthday party show, you will get a free raffle ticket entered into our drawing for a free Schweitzer Seasons Pass. And we're going to be selling those raffle tickets individually for the rest of the month at in the lobby of the Panetta for $10 a raffle ticket, or three for 20. If you just buy your ticket to the Raquel Rodriguez show on the 16th, then mm-hmm. you get a free raffle ticket. And then we're going to draw the winner.
Pray tell when.
at our show, at the Shook Twins Giving Thanks Show on November 30th. You don't have to be present to win, but it's just a little incentive to come.
Okay, I'm scanning the lyrics of this Raquel Rodriguez song to make sure that we don't have any swears in it. Okay, yeah, there you go. Okay, got that. Did you guys mention already what's going on? What, tomorrow night is?
Tomorrow night? I haven't yet.
Okay.
So doing the highlights. I mean, tomorrow's a highlight as well. But tomorrow night is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? $5 movie at the Panetta.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun.
Great music.
I know. It's one of my favorite movies.
It's a great movie. I don't think I ever saw it in the movie theater. Yeah. The first time I saw it was when came home on DVD, and I think I watched it in the comfort of my parents' living room. But I never,
It'd be fun to see it on the big screen.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. I think this, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
$5.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
Okay. How about as a performer, Caitlin? Are you ready for the big show on the 30th?
Yes, I'll put my different hat on.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting now, working at the Panetta and putting on that show.
Uh-huh.
I just have to tell Rob and Brendan, my coworkers, and Doug, okay, I am taking off my Panda hat. I am a Shook twin.
Yeah.
I cannot answer anything Panda related.
Yeah.
And they did great.
Have you, has it changed your, you've been doing that show now for?
This will be 12 years.
Holy smokes. Yeah. I was going to say, not 12. No. Okay, so you've been doing an annual Thanksgiving show for 12 years.
Yeah.
You've been working at the Panda for just, is this your, were you working there last year?
Yeah, so this will be the second.
November. Okay. So when you come into the Panda now and start preparing for this show, has it changed your, you know, your approach to it in some way?
Oh, yeah. It's so much easier.
Oh, yeah. Because you're there all the time.
I know so much more, and I can just answer some questions. And, even though I just said I try not to. But, you know, I have to wear both hats. But it's,
yes,
it's easier. Once I hit the stage, I am a Shook twin.
Okay.
But I do know a third hat you're wearing. It was at the Hive.
Yes.
Two or three weekends ago. Side boobs.
Yeah. Just one, but one boob. Side boob. Even though
side boob. Okay.
Even though there are multiple boobs on stage.
Yes.
And that's the whole celebration we had.
I heard that it was a fun concert.
It was amazing, and we are just so happy. And I was. It blew my expectations of a Sandpoint audience away. It was our biggest crowd so far in a club. We had 550 people there.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
you feel them because the Hive is not a super large place.
Yeah.
And
everybody's singing every lyric, every 90s lyric at you. And yeah, it was really special because it's not just it's a very, very empowering and very special, nuanced project. And people don't really get it until they see it. Because we're just very women power up there in the most joyful way, which is that's our kind of our strategy, is to just show how powerful women are in music in the most joyful way you can, not shoving it down anybody's throats or making anybody feel guilty for not noticing women in music before this. But so I just really think that Sandpoint.
So that's your third hat.
yes, Sandpoint got it, and we will come back.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. We could play a little Raquel Rodriguez, I think.
Yes, should we do a context for it first, one more time, when, where, and then that could be our closing out into how long is it?
I picked, pretty much at random, I picked a song called Mile High. Do you have a recommendation otherwise?
I don't. Every single song I've played of hers at home has been amazing. She's just incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with this, so hopefully this is more or less representative of her musical style and not too far off.
And Saturday night at the Panada at
7:30.
It's
the Panada's 97th birthday party, and we have Raquel Rodriguez, who we're going to play coming up next year. She's coming up from L.A., and then we have Lucas Brown and the Nightmares from Spokane opening the show. It's going to be a big dance party. Mm-hmm. When you buy a ticket to this, you get entered for free into our raffle for a free Schweitzer season pass. Little incentive.
Mm-hmm.
And just come party with us. Come dance Saturday night after you go to Matchwood and support the Pro Voice Project.
Cool. Here's a song called Mile High by Raquel Rodriguez, and I suppose that's it, huh? Are we signing off?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. If there's more events coming up or anything, stay tuned after Bird Note. We can run them down again, but I will right now play a little Raquel Rodriguez. Thanks for listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY.